The biggest summer camp in the state is shutting down. The Kuskokwim Campus Talent Search Summer Camp in Bethel has played host to well over 1,000 students from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. The program has always had a difficult, if not impossible, time complying with the federal grant that funded it. When camp ends this week, they'll be closing their doors for good. But not before completing a project that will stand for years to come. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
It was five summers back when high school student Shannon Pavela put her brush to paint in an art project that promised to be the biggest in the region.
That's all I can remember was excitement. I was, really happy when I was working on it.
Hooper was flown in from her home village of Atmauflook to work on a 48-foot mural. She was much younger when she and dozens of students traveled to the summer camp. Now, just this week, the UAF Kuskokwim campus hung the mural on the cultural center facing the highway.
And I was so amazed that I finally saw it after all those years.
The college had intended to hang the mural years ago, but it's been delayed in the face of exterior renovations and other changes at the campus. It was designed by Bethel artist Sean Denny Barnes and painted entirely by the students.
It sort of exceeded all of my expectations. It's a beautiful piece of work.
That's Kuskokwim campus director Mary Peet.
I think it represents the YK Delta and Yupik culture. What's more special is our students and potential students have created it.
Those students have been coming to the summer camp since 2002. When the Kuskokwim campus was first awarded a talent search grant from the Department of Education. The Bethel campus was actually one of three rural locations to receive funding. Projects also went to Nome and Bristol Bay, but those went belly up almost immediately. The program is a tough fit for rural Alaska, says KUC Talent Search Director Amy Wald.
One of the big challenges is the cost of living out here. We are only given a certain amount of money and they expect us to do a lot.
Talent Search is part of a family of grants meant to help disadvantaged students make it to college. The rural campuses received the minimum grant amount, just a couple hundred thousand dollars each year. But they still had to comply with the federal regulations, which mandated they serve at least 600 students. That's more students than attend any school in all of Western Alaska. Compare that to the nationwide model. Most talent search programs can meet their numbers working with a single school district and a few big schools. In Bethel, Talent Search had to work with six school districts spread out over an area bigger than most states. To do that, they created the only talent search program in the nation that served their students exclusively at a summer camp.
People are always amazed when I tell them about the area I serve and what we try to do, and they just can't believe that we actually do what we do up here.
By flying kids in from villages week by week, the Kuskokwim Talent Search hosts between 100 and 200 students each summer. By the numbers, that makes it the biggest camp in the state. But even that hasn't been enough to meet the 600-student requirement each year. Flat funding has also required the campus to use more of its own modest resources. This go-around, the Kuskokwim campus decided not to submit a new Talent Search grant. Pavela, who's been coming back year after year, says it's a loss for her.
I'm kind of not happy about it, because if there's no more talent search, then next summer I might have nowhere to go.
Ever since I heard that it's going to be the last year, I just applied, so I just wanted to come here one last time.
That's Jacob Hooper. He also worked on the mural half a decade ago. In his home village of Tanunik, Hooper says the camp is now well known.
People tell us that it's a great place to learn about college and education, help us to learn about jobs that are to get after college, what positions are better for us.
He says for him, the camps have been an eye-opener. Rural Alaska suffers from one of the worst dropout rates in the nation, and he says he was about to become one of them.
I was thinking about dropping out until I came here and helped me realize that getting a diploma is better than having nothing at all.
Hooper is a student in one of the most expansive school districts in the nation. The Lower Kuskokwim District serves about two dozen villages. Superintendent Gary Baldwin says it's a challenge for his students to see the possibilities that are out there.
If you can pull them out of their environment and get them with other kids, kind of build a network with each other, it's pretty powerful.
The hope is that that network of village students will last. Hooper and Bavela say they do plan on attending college in Alaska after graduation, but the next crop of students will have to look elsewhere when next summer rolls around. I'm Shane Iverson.